Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime, violence, and poverty if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talent, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, and my co-host, Sister Wasifa Tarver, and Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, every morning, Monday through Friday, from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, here on Blog Talk Radio, as we connect with women everywhere and learn how to form healthy relationships. Collectively, we can heal our world. But first, we need to heal ourselves. Call in and join our discussion. 347-539-5639.
Good morning, and thank you all for listening to The Female Solution. I'm your host, Naima Latif, joined here by my co-host, Sister Marie Williams. And we have a topic that we want you to listen to and call in and get involved, because it's quite intense. Call us at 347-539-5639. That's 347-539-5639. I want to say good morning to my co-host, Cynthia Marie Williams, Minister Cynthia Marie Williams. Tell us a little bit about your show and what time it comes on, so our listeners can make sure they tune in this week. Good morning. Oh, I'm sorry.
Comes on every Saturday. Can you hear me?
I'm sorry. Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay. My show comes on every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. And I talk about the divinity and spirituality of each and every one of them, of each and every one of us. And that would be my theme. And I talk and share, and I ask for input in any topics like reincarnation and out of body and all of these kinds of things, because that is the gift that God has given me of clairvoyancy and mediumship, which I see people as they are fully on the other side. It's an everyday thing for me. So I thank you for giving me an opportunity. And people can check me out on YouTube, Cynthia Marie Williams, YouTube and Facebook, Cynthia Marie Williams. I'm getting a buzzing. Is that Sister Naima? Is everything okay on your side?
Yes.
I hear a buzzing on mine.
Yes. I may have a little bit of a bad connection, but I do want you to hold on just in case I disconnect. Just hold
on. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes. So, again, you're listening to The Female Solution, and today's topic, sexual assault. If you know someone who has been assaulted, we want you to listen in, and also call in if there's something you want to share with us, because this is an assault that affects the soul of a person who has been violated. And there are things that happen that we don't understand in this society, because we look at it as simply a sexual encounter. But your body and your soul are one. They are connected in a way that when one is violated, the other is damaged. And the damage to the soul of a person who has been assaulted, using your intimate parts, is so profound that we need to understand what it is and why it happens and what happens that causes an abused person to sometimes become the abuser. It's a soul that needs healing, because it's a soul that will continue to hurt others unless there is a healing. And so we want to talk about it. Why does it happen? And what can we do to stop it? You're listening to The Female Solution. I'm Naima Latif, and we'll be right back after this. Hold on, just in case we have to reconnect, and we'll be right back after this message.
Enjoy a clean home without lifting a finger.
come home to a totally clean house and have more time for yourself and your family. At Speak and Span Pro Cleaning, we do the cleaning for you. Call us today for a free estimate at 773-936-9811. No house is too dirty. Again, that's 773-936-9811. We are waiting to clean for you.
And we're back. You're listening to The Female Solution. Thank you for holding on.
Thank you.
Yes, we keep having these technical difficulties with these phones, but we'll work it out.
Yes.
It happens. Seems that I might get disconnected. Just keep holding on. Yes, yeah, so we are back to discuss this very intense topic, because statistics show women under 30 have been sexually assaulted. And what impact does that have on a person? Now, of course, sexual assault can happen to both men and women. And unfortunately, there are a growing number of men who are revealing that this has happened to them as well. And many times when a man is assaulted, it may be in prison, you know, there's a lot of prison rape, and a man comes out of that experience so emotionally scarred, he may have difficulty getting involved with a woman intimately because he has doubts about his own sexuality. The act itself is one that gives a person an intense feeling of being violated, and it damages your sense of self-worth. When it happens to a woman, unfortunately, because our society doesn't understand, we dismiss it, or too many women have had it happen to them in their own families, and they were forced to keep silent about it as if it was their fault. So we want to dismiss about the sex act when it is a forced act and a hurtful act and an unwanted act, and how it damages you inside, so that you know if this is something that has happened, you know the loved one, they really do need counseling. It's not something you can just dismiss and decide it's okay or just forget about it, there is a damage that occurs on a spiritual level. And that's what we want to address. So, my sister is one who understands the spiritual connection. Have you ever had to counsel someone who has been assaulted and has been left feeling hurt and angry because perhaps it was never addressed or it was never acknowledged that they were violated, mistreated, abused, and so there are lingering effects of what happens when you feel that you're the body, the temple of your soul has been violated against your will, and you're not able to get a sense of justice. Have you ever had to face that situation or counsel somebody who is hurt from that?
I'd like to say, this is our minister, Cynthia Marie Williams, is that I've been in groups where this has been discussed, but I also have been sexually assaulted myself. And because I have been given the knowledge of who and what I am spiritually, I've been able to survive. And so what I've heard from the other women is in the group, in the support group that we were in, that in that support group we talked about the emotional damage that we had gone through, and we went through a process of understanding why we were hurting and what that was all about and how it played out in our relationships as women. And in this program, particular support group, we learned over a period of time, it's like a 12-step group. Everybody is aware of basically of 12-step, which is for alcoholics and addicts. But there is a group that deals with emotions. It's called Emotion Anonymous. And it really is based on that. And you can come together as women and men. And basically, it was women that came in to this group. And we went through the process of healing our emotions. And then your mental state is involved in that, too. There is a support group, and I have one myself. I have a women's group called Sisters in the Spirit, where I invite African-descendant women. We all know that the mother of everyone in the world, humans, are the African woman. And so I say African-descendant women support group, Emotions Anonymous, to help to deal with these issues. And I would love for anyone listening to us to attend a meeting. I have one coming up November the 17th, Saturday from 2 to 4:30 p.m. at the Blackstone Public Library at 49th and Lake Park. And I would love for any woman that's listening to attend. And I know from having been sexually assaulted myself, I'm sexually abused, and then as a woman, I was raped twice. And you say, well, wow, what was that all about? And I was able to surmount it because of my spiritual understanding. But as I said, went out into the world after that and met other women, it's been difficult. I've just been one-on-one, and it's very shameful. See, one of the issues is you feel so much shame, as you said, Sister Naima. You feel it's your fault that you did something wrong. And you did nothing wrong, because testosterone males, rape is a power thing. It's not a sex thing.
Yes. And that's the thing that women have to understand, that you did not make it happen. You didn't do something wrong. You didn't invite it. And that's what we've had to fight against, even in court cases, when someone has been assaulted and a prosecutor asks, well, what were you wearing? As if your clothing invites rape. That's like saying you had money in your pocket and you invited somebody to rob you. No, they chose to violate you. It had nothing to do with what you did. It's something wrong in them. And that's the message we've got to keep telling, particularly our young girls, because when other women are not supportive, that's so much more damaging. When other women are the ones, it's bad enough that men don't understand, but men can't understand if women don't understand. So We've got to stop sending a signal to our daughters that there's something that you did that made this person violate you. They were out of control. They were the ones who chose to violate you. And like you said, it's not about sex. It's not about, oh, you were so sexually alluring. Oh, you were teasing them. Oh, yeah. No, it's about power. I have the power to take something from you that you chose not to give. I have the power to you use your body to extract whatever pleasure I get from overpower.
But there's no support system. I had a, and I said this anonymously, I had someone that I met who had been sexually assaulted as a girl, and she was very, very emotionally and mentally just out of whack. And I said to her, I believe God sent you to me, too, because I've been through that, too. But I want you to understand that you can work through this. But this woman was so damaged, and I watched how she treated her own children. She bullied them. She's very toxic, very, very mentally, emotionally dysfunctional. I mean, she bullied her children, and it was like she had not dealt with that pain. She shared it with me, and I said, well, I've been there, too. I know what you're going through. But sometimes, unless a child, after it has been violated, does not get the support that it needs from someone, I say woman, then they carry this with them for the rest of their lives. And this woman was 35 when I met her, and she just wasn't open to really receive what I had to offer. So my job as a spiritual counselor was to give her what I could, identify with her, pray with her, and then I had to set examples for her because she was just bullying. She was had a bully mentality. She was still fighting and dealing with that thing in the only way she knew how, and that was to bully others, as you said, abuse others, not understanding. And I said, well, this is not how you treat your children. Oh, that's just the way I am. It's very hard when children grow up and then you have an adult who, I don't know how long this abuse went, and when she, I know it was when she was a child, she was sexually abused for a long time. But then here she is, 35 years old, started having children at 13, and she gave me the history of the fathers. And the point was, at this point, she was just so dysfunctional in her thinking, and the people in her environment, her family, they were too. There's a deep psychosis going on, neurosis going on in our families in the African-American community. And I just want to be a part of the solution. That's why I have my women's group. They have all the women that are African-descended and whoever wills to come to understand how to move through this.
That is and you bring up a really key point, what happens when a person does not get the kind of support they need. There's an anger that sets in, and that anger gets inflicted on other people. As I said, hurt people. So the people who are out here doing damage to others are people who have been damaged, and that's where the Yes, thank you for holding on. Yes, I may happen. I'm on this phone that tends to lose the signal, but you know the other one had this buzzing sound. So you know, you work with me here. But thank you so much for.
Sure will.
But as I was saying, when someone has not received the kind of help that they need, the kind of support that they need, that anger gets transferred to other people, and it gets to the point where they are so damaged and so full of this rage that they could hurt another child. And so this is why we want to address what it is and the fact that it is a hurtful thing that needs healing. You're listening to The Female Solution, and we're talking today about sexual assault. the effects of it and how to heal, and pointing out the fact that this is not something that you caused to happen to you. It's not about what you did or what you wore or did you attract them some kind of way. This kind of guilt that victims of assault are inflicted with, they cause so much spiritual death.
Your soul
has been violated, and you are not allowed to acknowledge that you have been the victim of a violation. Someone using the temple of your soul for their physical pleasure against your will in a way that may have been painful, hurtful, humiliating, and all of these things. And it's a deep violation of the soul, and that's why the damage is so bad. That's why the effects of it is so profound. And you find many people who have, in fact, been sexually assaulted, the pain of it causes them to turn to something to try to relieve the pain, whether it's alcohol, and sometimes they become alcoholics, or drug abusers. Sometimes they become drug abusers. Sometimes they're perpetually violent toward others and end up in an ongoing cycle of a prison because of behavior that is so out of control because of the hurt. And it's the hurt that sometimes causes us to do damaging things to ourselves. You find women that become very promiscuous. It's an attempt to reenact the sex act in a way that makes them feel like, well, now I'm in control of it. I'm choosing to do this. And that's really what that promiscuity derives out of. And we talk about in the book, The Female Solution, it's called rape trauma syndrome, where you might even, something might even trigger a memory of the attack, and it can cause you to become emotionally devastated. Sometimes it's impossible to have normal intimate relations with another person because it triggers a memory. So you will have sometimes people with women, sometimes the decision to experience a loving sexual relationship can't happen with the opposite sex anymore because that triggers a memory of the rape or the assault. And so turn to other women for that kind of emotional and physical intimacy that each human being needs. And so this also, it's a reflection of the damage of what has happened. The ability to trust is destroyed because sometimes you were assaulted by somebody that you trusted, a family member, a friend of a family member. And so the damage is so deep. And this is why we want to dispel the idea that it's something that you caused to happen by something you did or said, or you shouldn't have been in the right, wrong place, or you were walking a certain way, or you were wearing certain clothes. Things that we say to people who have been victims, and we increase the pain by not acknowledging that they are innocent and the person who assaulted them is guilty.
One of the things, Sister Nahima, when you talk about the men, I've met men that have been abused as boys, and one of the things I find, their honesty with me, these are adult males, okay, and they have shared with me their abuse issues that they've gone through, but also what I find with these men, to be able to even speak it out is a major step towards recovery.
Yeah.
I mean, just speak it out because you feel ashamed. You want to keep it a secret because you're beating up on yourself, blaming yourself. So with the males that have shared with me over the years their sexual assault, there's a freedom that they have. And I look at, well, what is it that I know already, thank God, for my spirituality, that I know that helps one to overcome that, and that is to be around someone who you can trust and who can deal with you on a spiritual level. And I believe that our community has lost contact with that, the definition and how spirituality works in our lives. Yes, we go to churches, no problem. I went to a traditional church, but sometimes there's not that personalization of how God works in our life, even though we look at the minister and we listen to the stories, but we really need more than just that. We need some one-on-one support groups so we can talk it out and individualize it such to a point where we could trust to let it go. Because even in the church proper, people really have difficulty really sharing with someone in the church structure that pain and suffering. Because there has been, unfortunately, violation on those levels of people who you've spoken with. So that hurt is still being carried in our community. So I offer something different that's going on in other communities, and I can talk about that. If one wants to come, then you can learn about how we can work through that emotional pain through my support group as a part of my Sisters in the Spirit.
Yes, and give us your website again for people to...
My website is www.lowercase.cynthiamwilliams.web.com. You can also look me up on Facebook, Cynthia Marie Williams. You can look me up on YouTube, Cynthia Marie Williams, and you will get the information of my Sisters in the Spirit, my phone number. You can call me, my blog talk radio. I mean, just I'm so grateful for the opportunity. I was in a 5-month coma and at sleep for 5 months, and when I woke up, I asked Universal God, what do you want me to do now? And this is how I met a gentleman that did all of the social networking. I didn't know how to do this. And he set up all of this for me. And I asked him, why did you do this? He said, because I was supposed to. This is what I teach, that there will be people, when you focus on your health and recovery, that the universe will send your way to help you. And I know as a person out here, having been through so much of the human violation and having that spirit of knowing who I am, I survived it all. I didn't end up with psychosis and things like that. But I also, being a victor over all of this, I'm better able, I say, even with my education, I'm balanced. I'm not just talking out of a book. I have a degree. I've been to school for things. But I also have experienced it and become a victor, and I can share it with others. And that's why, this is what my job, this is what I was told when I woke up.
That is such a blessing. That is such a blessing to know your calling, that you have a reason to be here, and people need so much what's healing. Again, we're talking about sexual assault, healing from sexual assault, but more importantly, understanding why it happens so that we know that if this is something that we have experienced, it's not our fault. And that's part of her. We've got a couple of callers on. And of course, you want to participate in this discussion, please press 1 on your phone dial. And thank you for calling us this morning.
Yes.
Area code 773-474. And this is...
Good morning. How are you? I just got the text, so I would have been on a little bit earlier. Oh, my God, I'm getting emotional. I don't know where you all are in this conversation, but for me, when you talk about sexual assault, I think about when I was a child. I also think about when I was a preteen, because that is a time that both assaults took place. I heard the lady say something about it's not your fault. But for some reason, I chose to block this out, these things out until I was well into my 20s, and what triggered it is that I had a baby and I had to take my child to a babysitter, or my mother asked me, you know, when are you going back to work, you know, and who are you going to have babysit? And when she said that, all of the things that had happened to me as a child came rushing back. And it was absolutely, totally overwhelming, because I did not realize that my actions, the way that I behaved toward men, period, had a lot to do with the assault that had happened to me as a child. And I still believe that it still has, the interaction that I have with men still has a lot to do with the way that I was that the fact that I was assaulted.
Oh yeah, so, because your trust is gone, number one, and so there's it damages your ability to bond because you can't quite trust because of that violation, and it makes it difficult to have sustained relationships because the trust factor is gone, and then the memory sometimes even acts of intimacy trigger the memory of the time when it was forced upon you. So even that has an impact. It's a continuous facing a painful episode, and it can be very traumatic.
And not only that, when you said certain things, certain smells, and that's really strange that you would mention it because I'm a very sensitive person when it comes to smells. And certain smells trigger fight or flight reaction in me.
Yes, it's that rape trauma syndrome. It will trigger the memory and the panic, and it's on such a subconscious level. You may not even know what it is, but you know why are you feeling this anxiety all of a sudden? Because your subconscious mind is remembering the attack and remembering the distress that you felt during the attack, and so it can be so disconcerting. Because it's affected at a subconscious level, and you don't even know, you know, if the attack could have happened, you know, in a place where maybe somebody was wearing a certain kind of perfume, or there was, you know, a certain scent in the air, and you go past the place and you smell that scent, and it just hits you, and so it can be so devastating. And this is why when we force children who have been assaulted, when we kind of force them into silence by not allowing them to talk about it or telling them to just forget about it because maybe it happened with some family member and to protect the family member's reputation, force the child to say nothing. That destroys the ability for the rest of your life and the anger that sets in because you're forced to accept an injustice. That's devastating.
Sister Naima, yes. So for the young lady, I'm Minister Cynthia Marie Williams. I'm co-hosting with Sister Naima, and I have a women's group called Sisters in the Spirit. And what we do is discuss these issues in a support group. I not only teach, I'm a spiritual counselor and teacher, and we not only teach educating us as to our history as African descendant women, we have a support group. It's like a 12-step group. I know we're all aware of AA and NA, but I've been fortunate in my walk to be a part of Emotions Anonymous, which helped me to deal with these issues that I had because I've been sexually assaulted also. But I also have met men, as I said with Sister Naima earlier, who have also been sexually assaulted. My job when I woke up from my coma was to come back out here. So I asked God, what do you want me to do now? And go back to counseling. So I've counseled men, and the bottom line is getting over the hurt and pain spiritually. But in our traditional church structures, they don't really deal with individualizing our hurt. We don't have support groups as we should. Even Reverend Jake, Pastor Jake talked about that. We have so much trauma in our structure that we need to know how to come together and with that individualized pain and suffering, which is real common, and work through it. So this is what I offer Sisters in the Spirit. We meet November the 17th, we've been meeting for a few months already, at the Blackstone Library at 49th and Lake Park. You can find me on Facebook and YouTube, Cynthia Marie Williams. You'll get my number there, and if you feel you want to participate, call me. But the meeting is November 17th, Blackstone Library, 49th and Lake Park, November the 7th, Saturday, from 2 to 4:30 p.m.
Okay. And in Chicago, for those who are listening who are not in Chicago, but of course we do want to go to your website and your Facebook page
mm-hmm.
and contact you. And we've got a caller. And of course, if you want to participate, please press 1 on your phone dial. That'll bring you in the queue. And we've got a few callers on. And of course, you know, it's okay if you want to just listen as well. But we want healing today. We want to help those who. It may have happened years and years ago. It might be a childhood memory, might be a teenage memory, but it's still a memory. And it's a memory that is like a sore, a wound that has not healed because it may not have been properly addressed, or you may not have received the proper support you should have received. Hello? What happened? Hello?
Hello, this is Minister Williams.
Oh, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. This is Minister Williams.
Enjoy a clean home without lifting a finger. Come home to a totally clean house and have more time for yourself and your family. At Spick and Span Pro Cleaning, we do the cleaning for you. Call us today for a free estimate at 773-936-9811. No house is too dirty. Again, that's 773-936-9811. We are waiting to clean for you.
Hello?
Yes, this is Minister Williams. Sister Naima, there's technical difficulties he's having.
Okay. Sister Williams, I got a quick question for you.
You know, ma'am.
Everybody associates sexual assault with violence and pain. But as a child, the sexual assault that I experienced, it was not painful. As a matter of fact, I think the person was actually grooming me because there are just certain things I feel that a child should not be exposed to or receive. And in this particular assault, I reached orgasm every time this person assaulted me. And I mean, and it was like a grooming kind of thing, but nobody deals with that. You know,
what happens sometimes.
That's exactly what makes it difficult because
sometimes it's not a painful thing. And if you're a child, it's kind of a confusion. I mean, this is happening. It's physically pleasurable, but there's the guilt afterwards, and there's the confusion, you know, am I causing this? So that's what makes it so damaging is. And even Oprah said that she felt that she was being groomed to be assaulted because she had several members of her family that had been assaulted, her, you know, cousin or an uncle. And it was like being groomed to accept being used, more or less, because it's happening. It's happening to people who are close to you. And it builds a sense of shame because you're feeling that you're doing something wrong, even though you're not the initiator, you're not the one that's causing it or perpetrating it, but you're participating in it, even though it's against your will. So
let me say this, having been sexually assaulted also as a child, I understand what she's saying. And when it happened to me, she was saying, it's not the violence when you're a child, but I felt as I was being over the years sexually assaulted, as we use the term now, you know, we say violent. I can hear that word from when I was an adult and I was raped twice. But as a child, what I went through was the grooming. I understand exactly what she's saying. I knew something was wrong, but it was like, I'm a child, and this person is someone who I loved. Excuse me now. This was somebody that I loved and was a person. And I'm just going to share with you about my father violated me. Now, this went on for years and years. And so my point was, when he violated me, I'm just there. There's nothing I could do. I mean, this is my father.
But this was a new experience
for me. And I felt the sensation of it. That's the pleasurable part. But still something in me in particular, I knew something was wrong. Then later on, when I got raped, that was twice when I was an adult. To me, that's when the assault word could be used, because I was violated and I was saying no. And the two people that it happened to me, they would not stop. They used their power and their strength as men to rape me. This is individually for me. I have not been gang raped, but I do know people, women who have been gang raped. So that's it for me. Thank you.
Yes. Well, you know, that's a very powerful thing to even be able to talk about it, because the hurt is so deep. And hurt people hurt people. And this is what we say in the book, The Female Solution, the fact that when someone has been hurt, when someone has been abused, they reenact that
sometimes on another individual. So it has a domino effect, and that's why we've got to get to the root cause of those who violate others and heal them. You've got to heal those who are hurting before they become among those who hurt.
But that's what I do. This is what my purpose is to work with. And as I said, I've had men, as you've written in your book, you say of guys being violated in the penitentiary. And these men that I met were able, willing to share with me, that's my gift, that they shared with me their abuse. And I recognize the underpinning that keeps one to heal, because I healed by that. Because I knew God, but to bring that forth to groups and to people, this is what I've been doing as spiritual counselor. Again, I want to thank you for this opportunity.
Yes, well, this is certainly, and we do want to encourage those who are in the Chicago area to attend your session on Saturday and to go to your website and Facebook page. And, of course, we want you to continue to listen into the female solution, because each day we're going to address things in us individually and in our communities that need healing, so that the next generation that we raise are emotionally healthy, spiritually healthy, and able to thrive. You got a caller, area code 661-748. You've been holding while. I want to give you an opportunity to state your name and your comment. Go right ahead. You ready to make a comment? Press 1 on your phone dial. It's area code 661-748 if you're ready to make a comment. You can go ahead and continue to hold and listen in. And you know, it's astounding the number of people who are enduring this kind of a hurt, the violation of your body, which makes your soul.
Enjoy a clean home without lifting a finger. Come home to a totally clean house and have more time for yourself and your family. At Spick and Span Home Cleaning, we do the cleaning for you. Call us today for a free estimate at 773-936-9811. No house is too dirty. Again, that's 773-936-9811. We are waiting to clean for you.
Hello?
Yes, I'm back.
Okay, and, good.
Yes, uh-oh. Let's see what we got here. I'm hearing. I think someone may have disconnected. But we've got a caller at 661-748. You ready to make a comment? Got a caller? You ready to make a comment? State your name and make a comment. Area code 661-748. You have to press 1 on your phone dial. I think they're not quite in the queue yet. Well, you got a comment? Make sure you press 1 on your phone dial. That will bring you in the queue. We can bring you into the conversation. Of course, we do encourage you all to continue to call in and listen in. We're here every morning, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m., The Female Solution. And you can hear us on the web outside of Chicago, www.blogtalk.com/the-female-solution. And I'm your host, Naima Latif, with my co-host, Minister Cynthia Williams. And we're here to help you and to help all of us as we become better people. And of course, go to my website, www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. And get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. We women have the power to transform this world. But first we need to heal ourselves, and we need to heal ourselves from the hurt that we've experienced from abusive relationships, from bad childhood memories, from hurt and pain that has come to us sometimes from those who are supposed to love us. And a woman is hurt. She passes that hurt on to those that hurt us. So, of course, Minister Cynthia, we do value for service because it's so needed. The healing
really
has to happen
on the
spiritual level. It's the hurt is on the spiritual level, and the healing has to start on the spiritual level.
Yes, it does. And it's so important. I say, Sister Naima, as I say, as we go to our churches and our worship centers, it needs to be more individualized and personalized, because so many people are in these structures and they are not really getting the personalized attention that they need. They may have fears of sharing. They may have been hurt because they shared something with someone within the structure and they really didn't get the relief. And I know that my job out here with my women's group, Sisters in the Spirit, is to help to individualize that connection so they can feel comfort and trust in the environment that I offer in the healing process, having been someone that has been through this myself and having been given the job, the responsibility from the universe to reach out. So I do have my, again, Sisters in the Spirit meeting November the 17th at the Blackstone Library here in Chicago, Illinois, 4904 South Lake Park. They can look me up, Cynthia Marie Williams, on Facebook and YouTube. Call me, make contact if they have any questions. I have my blog, Talk Radio, still just like yours. But mine is on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. And I do appreciate this opportunity. And I would suggest, Sister Naima, it is such a heavy topic, and there's so much damage in the community. Man, could we do this topic one more day?
Oh, I think it's necessary, because there are a lot of people that I know would like to hear and really get the kind of support that they perhaps never got. And you mentioned the churches. You know, not every minister is trained as a counselor, even though they go through the ecumenical courses and they learn biblical scripture and all of these things. You know, people aren't always trained to counsel. That really is a personal gift, and this being your calling, you know the difference between those who have the love and understanding in them to counsel and those who really don't. And, you know, regardless of your faith, yes, want your faith leader to be someone who you can go to and confide in, but they may not have the skills, they may not have the necessary spiritual growth themselves to be able to address it. They may not have the understanding. So it can be very hurtful when you go to somebody who you think is in a position to help you, and they may cause you more damage simply because they don't have the knowledge, and they don't have the skills, and they don't have the training, and they don't have the personality. Because
there
takes,
you go.
This is a
so
very
true.
Compassionate person, very compassionate, not to be judgmental
yes.
or accusatory. There's nothing more hurtful than to be assaulted and have somebody say, well, what did you do? Well, what were you doing? And
yes,
like it's
yes.
your fault, because that's part of the damage. You're being made to feel like it's your fault for being hurt. And you don't need somebody who doesn't understand it or somebody who approaches you like that. They're just making it worse.
A lot of times, Sister Naima, they will keep going to the scripture, which does not personalize what you
that's
have been through.
Hurt.
I mean, that's
it's
all they know. God bless them, because that's the limit of their awareness is what, you know, and it's just very difficult for someone to come to someone that keeps talking scripture and that does not know and understand your personal pain and suffering and
right.
cannot
that's
relate with you on it.
Yes, I mean, that's like putting up a wall between you and a person you because it's so impersonal. And you're talking about things that have happened, and certainly the Bible does give us some understanding of people's behavior so long ago so that we can really understand there's nothing new under the sun and everything that we've experienced has happened before. But just knowing the Bible stories does not give you help.
It does not teach you. It does not give you the thing. It basically gives you a history lesson. That's not helping your soul. You've got to understand where the healing comes from. Now, of course, I appreciate the fact that ministers will say, well, you know, God loves you and all that, and that's nice. But you need to deal with the fact that a human being violated you in a deep way, and you're hurting because they forced a negative energy onto your body against your will.
Yes.
And whether it was pleasurable or not, it was against your will. And it's a hurting thing because the temple of your spirit has been violated.
Yes.
And you may have even gone through some physical pain and hurt as well. But however it happened, the part of your body that is connected to your reproductive system, that's like the entrance to your spirit, your soul, your essence. And so the sense of having something damaged in you is so profound. And to have somebody just quote a scripture at you, that doesn't address how you feel. So you need somebody to acknowledge that you're hurt, acknowledge
yes.
that you've been assaulted, acknowledge that you've been violated, and acknowledge that you have the right to be angry. You have a right to be angry if it was wrong. That's part
yes.
of the healing.
Yes.
Allowing you to express anger and acknowledging that it was wrong. And number one, acknowledging that it was not your fault. And then, what sometimes ministers try to do is move us toward forgiveness. And well, you
yes.
know, Jesus forgave, you should forgive. That does not help you. First, acknowledge that you were violated. And you have a right to be angry, and it was not your fault. You can't move somebody to forgiveness until you allow them to express that there was justice, a wrong done to them. Forgiveness
well, one of the
is on a whole
that,
other level.
Right. What do we do in my support group? In my support group, we talk about the fact that it's okay to feel all of these things, but you don't stay there. And there's a practical way that we deal with that, your emotions and your pain. You're going to feel this. It's okay to hate. It's okay. Did you know what I just said? It's okay to hate and be angry, but we're not going to stay there. This is how we're going to move out of that. And for you to be healed individually, yes, it was wrong what this person did. But understanding on your individualized need for comfort and survival through this, this is what my support group deals with. Okay, it does not tell you it is wrong for you to feel all these different things, but what my support group does is help you to move through these feelings so you can become healthy and whole
yes.
and complete.
Yes, and that's really ultimately what forgiveness does. It restores you to wholeness, but you can't try to move a person to that without acknowledging that their anger is there. And,
yes.
and allowing them to express that keeps them from inflicting that anger on innocent people, because that's what was done to them. Someone
yes.
inflicted something that was given to them, and so you don't want to be the one who passes that on. That's what people who assault people do. They're inflicting a pain that was given to them onto other people. So the way we stop the chain of violation is to heal the person who has been violated and help them, as you say, move through those feelings, acknowledging those feelings. You can't stay there. You can't hold that. That can't be what defines you. Helping them recognize that what happened was something that someone else did, which was a reflection of that person. It has nothing to do with your own self first. Then when they
There's
get
someone's...
to that point where you give the for them being damaged, for them having pain, then you can stop the cycle of pain. But that's a process, and I'm so grateful that you're a person who helped people through that process.
Yes,
because this has to happen world. People are people that have been hurt by people. And this is the root cause of everybody who hurts somebody. So you've got people in the jail, people who are on the streets, who are damaging other souls, other individuals, other human beings because of the hate, the anger, the meanness that was given to them on a spiritual level. And so that's what people are who are committing crime. We're talking about people who have been hurt. And so no one ever helped them heal. And so now they're perpetrating that hurt on other people. And
this
that's the essence of the female solution, is stopping the cycle of hurt by producing the next generation of children as those who have been conceived and born and raised with love, so that there are no people that are hurting people. That's our goal as women. That's what we have the power to do. That's how we can change the future. But we've got to know that that's where the problem lies. There are no bad people on this earth. There are people who have been hurt. There are souls that can be healed. That's all we have. And if you can, and as a spirit, but you can see that on a spiritual level and help people. That's the mission, to help all damaged souls to be healed so they no longer are hurting other people.
So very true.
So I certainly want to thank you for being who you are and doing what you do. And our listeners, you know, again, continue to listen. Because every morning we're going to address those issues that need healing in us as a human family. And you can always reach me on my website, www.naimahatif.com. That's www.naimahatif.com. And get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Give it to someone you love. And remember to listen to Cynthia Marie Williams. Listen to her program here on Blog Talk Radio every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. And, of course, if you're in the Chicago area, we want you to attend her session this Saturday at the Blackstone Library. And what's that time again?
November the 17th, Saturday from 2 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at 4904 South Lake Park at the Blackstone Library here in Hyde Park. Down the street from the president, so you know you're going to be safe when you come here. And I appreciate everyone that wants to come.
Right.
African descended women. And that means it would include everyone of every nationality, because we all come from Africa.
Yes. Well, we're out of time. We want to thank you all for listening to The Female Solution. Join us again tomorrow morning. Have a blessed day.